Ryan Lilis and the Bee. They broke this story just moments ago. Ryan, I know it's shocking that we have big-time news again. I mean, that hasn't happened in the last couple of months, has it?
No, I was just going to say, didn't I just talk to you like 5 minutes ago?
Yes, I think you did. And then you talked to me 5 minutes before that and 5 minutes before that. And so I think you should be on our payroll.
I'd like that.
Yeah, you know what? I think I just lost my job. My boss is just saying, you know what, Grant, you just they just told me they're going to give my salary to you. All right, so tell me, what does this mean in your opinion?
Well, what it means, there's a couple of theories here, right? There's the theory that the Maloofs maybe are reading the tea leaves. They see that the NBA is taking Sacramento's bid very, very seriously. And we've been hearing for weeks about the Maloofs entertaining, quote, backup offers in case the NBA denies the Seattle bid. So, of course, the Maloofs want that bid to match, at least match, the Seattle bid. And so they're saying if this bid comes in and it matches the Seattle bid, we will seriously consider it if that bid by Seattle is denied by the NBA. And I think it's also not surprising that there is this deadline being mentioned. I think the NBA, they want resolution. I'm sure the NBA supports a deadline of some kind to get a bid in. Let's get this process closer toward finality. We're hearing more and more that the NBA is pushing hard to have that final vote next week in New York by the Board of Governors. The mayor alluded to that earlier this week. So this seems like not a hugely surprising step in this this ongoing saga.
If this vote does not occur next week in New York, how should we read into that?
Well, I think the only reason this vote won't occur is if there's just something wrong with one of the bids. I think it's unlikely that, well, I mean, if it doesn't occur next week, that it'll occur shortly thereafter. I don't think this is the kind of thing that's going to drag on for another, you know, few months or a year. So I think we're looking at a finality to this fairly soon.
Today, Daryl Steinberg came out and basically said that it's dollar for dollar. And the commissioner last week in New York made it very clear that the bid was no longer an issue. So, I mean, are we supposed to conclude from both the commissioner and Senator Steinberg that the bid is dollar for dollar?
I spoke with Senator Steinberg, and he backed away from that, quote, dollar for dollar exact language there, but said to me the bids are equivalent. There is an important difference there because there are these structural differences between buying the team in Sacramento and buying the team in Seattle. So when he is saying the bids are equivalent, I think he means are equivalent, you know, you take away relocation fees, loans, the $30 million deposit, that Sacramento believes its bid matches Seattle's bid. It doesn't mean that to the penny they are exactly the same, but you also raise a really good point, and those are the comments by the commissioner last week where he said that the monetary value of the competing bids is no longer an issue. So it does seem that there are indications that these bids are, you know, very, very close, if not in some kind of weird structural financial world equivalent.
Ryan, sometimes, you know, I always use the term common sense. And in this particular case, I'm going to use this term again because it's beyond me how all the work that has been done around the clock 24/7 since the announcement by the NBA was made back in January, that this particular strong equity investor group that has been put together by the mayor could get to this point on April 10th, leading up to the Board of Governors meeting next week, and not have a matching bid. There's just no way all of that work, everything's going to be done, and then they get to the finish line and they go, oh, sorry, we don't have the money.
Boy, I agree. You know, and I read on Twitter for people in Seattle saying, it's not even close, and I just, frankly, I roll my eyes and I say, "Boy, the Sacramento, like you said, the pedigree of the people involved—they're not going to go to the NBA and be $100 million short or $50 million short. They know what they need to do, what bid they need to make to get this team."
All right, so the Bee comes out, breaking news, says that the Maloofs have requested a backup bid, a binding backup bid is the term that was used by either you or one of your colleagues, by 5 p.m. on Friday. I'm just curious, should we expect that to occur? I mean, what would happen if it doesn't occur?
What's I'll be honest, what's still unclear to me is what level of a bid has been made. And so in that article, we referenced a source saying that the bid they've received so far is not even close. Well, it's a little unclear, first of all, whether that's the March 1st, you know, Mark Mastroff bid made the morning after the mayor's state of the city, which is now 5 or 6 weeks old, which is before Vivek Ranadive got involved in all of this, and whether a bid was made during the meetings last week in New York. I do think that with this deadline out there, that yes, there's going to have to be a bid by 5 o'clock Friday, as far as the Maloofs are concerned. From what we're hearing, the NBA is supportive of this deadline that the Maloofs have set.
Ryan Lillis of the Sacramento Bee. I was doing an interview on a radio station in Seattle yesterday, and I was asked my opinion on whether I thought that we might see the Seattle bid increase. And I said, you know, that's funny. I get that question asked all the time, and most of the people tell me no. The commissioner said this won't be a bidding war. Do you still feel that's a card that the Seattle group has in their pocket that they're going to be able to take out? Or from the people that you talk, do you feel that's unlikely that the league would go in that direction?
I don't know why Seattle wouldn't consider increasing its bid. They've spent a lot of money acquiring land to build this arena there. They've spent $30 million already as a kind of a down payment on this team. They've expended a lot of political capital in getting public subsidies for this arena. So I don't see why, with Steve Ballmer, who's worth $16 billion, and a guy who for the greater part of the past decade has opened up his checkbook or been willing to open up his checkbook to keep the Sonics or bring them back. I don't know why they wouldn't consider upping their bid. Maybe there's some kind of inner workings in the NBA I'm not aware of, but gee, from my kind of, I guess, somewhat uneducated point of view on that topic, I don't see why they wouldn't think about increasing their bid if their bid is denied.
Yeah, and I believe it was during either the All-Star break or during the Phoenix press conference, and I'm sorry that I don't recall totally, but I believe the commissioner was quoted as saying in one of those press conferences that this will not be turning into a bidding war.
Yeah, and I wonder if he means like you know some kind of auction where it's back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. The NBA wants it to be cleaner than that. They don't want it to be, so because then you get into a situation where it drags out for weeks and weeks and weeks. I think they want it because it's not just about the bid, and I think that's what he's talking about here. It's not just about the bid for the team. It's about the arena. It's about the fan support. It's about the corporate base. About the television market. It's about all these other factors, and that's why you want to avoid a bidding war, because if you're in a bidding war, then it's just about the bid, and it's not about all these other factors.
Well, I guess I'll be talking to you either later on in my show or tomorrow, right?
Yeah. I'll keep you on speed dial. Yeah,
yeah, you do that. All right, good work. Great job by the Bee, and thanks very much for coming on.
Anytime, Grant. Thanks.
All right, thank you. Ryan Lillis, the Bee, right here on the Grant Napier Show.